Funpod.
Der sonnige Podcast.
This is Sunpod. My name is Michael and I welcome you to episode 268 of our podcast. Professor Elmo Dutrafilho was caught by the solar cooking virus many years ago when he experienced that the simple Cook It panel cooker was able to boil water. First, he focused on parabolic cookers, but after a workshop with Professor Celestino Ruivo 5 years ago, he was convinced that this cheap cooker is the better device for the poor people in the favelas. The community had paid for his studies at the university, and now he found his way to give this back to the community by teaching poor people how to cook with the sun. And he gives his best to make solar cooking more popular in Brazil, as almost nobody there uses solar cookers. Elmo told me his story after the Consul for 2020 conference in Faro, and in the next 31 minutes you can listen to it.
My name is Professor Elmo Dutrafilho from South Brazil. As you know, Brazil is a very large country, and we have some countries inside Brazil. For example, to understand better, we have the jungle, we have the Amazon, but in the other side, we have the northeast states with so many dry. So this part of Brazil, the northeast Brazil, is wonderful for solar cooking because some places have more than 230 days of sun per day, per year. And we have also some other regions like Cerrado, and we have Mata Atlântica, the biomas of Brazil. But I live especially in extreme south of Brazil at 30 parallel in the Porto Alegre city. I am a mechanical engineer with master degree, and I have been teacher for more than 30 years in area of industrial automation, instrumentation, and engineering. Mechanical engineer is my profession. Well, in solar cooker area, I began to have the interest 21 years ago, because I was surfing the web, and solar cooker, it was for me a different thing, never heard about that 21 years ago. So I decided to research about it, to read, to watch some videos in YouTube. And I think that the best thing could be make some projects to understand better and to test if it is true, if it's possible to cook with the sun. So my first solar cooker, I remember very well that I built by myself entirely of the project was the Cook It with cardboard. I got cardboard from waste. I bought a black pen especially for the experiment because I read everything about the subject and I knew that we must have a black pen, so I did. And for greenhouse effect, I decided to buy turkey bags to bake turkeys, big size, to make the greenhouse effect. And so I did, and I remember very well, because I put half a liter of water in the experiment in a summer day. The sun was so hot. And I wait for just 1 hour and a quarter, maybe. And the steam came and the water boiled. So I very, so surprised, I very, so happy, just like a child. And at this moment, I was caught by the solar cooking virus. And I never stopped to research and make things and projects and study more and more, creating and assembling so many kinds of solar cookers. But at the beginning, I may confess to you that I was in love by parabolic solar cookers. I was believing that the best solar cooker could be the best to me. So I spent more than 10 years doing projects of parabolic solar cookers because at this time I was thinking it was the best thing. So my first parabolic solar cooker I made with thermomolding plastics. I use polystyrene plastic sheets with 2 millimeters in thickness. And I made a mold. I took a parabolic dish antenna, and this was my mold. Mm-hmm. I put electric resistance on it. As I am an engineer, it's so easy to me to make the circuitry, all the elements to control the temperature at exactly 150 degrees. That's the right temperature to mold the plastic sheets, mm-hmm. the PS plastic sheets. Mm-hmm. And I did good solar cookers this way in the beginning. And to make it reflexive, I put mylar on it. Strips of mylar to make it reflexive, and mm-hmm. it really works. But there was a problem that I didn't like, is the wind resistance was not so good, mm-hmm. and even stability was not so good. So I decided in a new step to change my project of parabolic solar cookers, and I decided to buy satellite antennas, parabolic, with 6 petals, and the same way the Chinese do, mm-hmm. I put mylar on this kind of solar cooker, and it was really good, a high focus parabolic solar cooker, but still with a problem. Now a new problem: this solar cooker, very efficient but very heavy. As I told you, I live in extreme south of Brazil. And if someone would like to buy from me a solar cooker in northeast of Brazil, 4,000 kilometers far from my state, the shipping prices were so high. So 15 kilos of weight for me was not desirable. Mm-hmm. It was a so heavy solar cooker. So I now began to research a new kind of solar cooker, a very light, a ultra-light plastic solar cooker, planifying the parabola. And I began to research, and I found that now I could use sheets of polypropylene, alveolar polypropylene, 3 millimeters thickness, and putting mylar as reflexive material, gluing it on the mylar on the plastic PP sheets, and I decided to make parabolic solar cookers this way, and I have good results with sizes of 0.9 meters in diameters. That's dual angle 12 sizes, mm-hmm. my first one. And the second one, a little bigger, 1.2 meters in diameter, mm-hmm. that could be another project with 16 sides. And the results were very, very, very good. But 5 years ago, a good friend of us, Celestino Ruivo, Professor Celestino Ruivo, went to Brazil. He knew my job because 10 years ago I put a website, a Portuguese website, mm-hmm. fogonsolar.net, And Celestino, Professor Celestino Ruivo, knew my work in Brazil, and we changed some emails in these last 10 years past. Mm-hmm. But 5 years ago, Professor Celestino Ruivo went to São Paulo, Brazil, to program in University of São Paulo called EcoSolar. It was a presentation of solar cookers and solar cooking to students of University of São Paulo with Professor Alberto Fernandes. And we joined at 60 students and people interested in solar cooking at the university for an entire day, since at 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And we have time to let at about 15 solar cookers cooking bread, making coffee, and even bacalhau. Because Professor Celestino is an excellent chef solar. And at the same time, Professor Celestino showed to the audience how to make simple solar cookers, simple panel solar cookers of good dimensions, appropriated to our Brazilian climate, and to cook almost everything. I was surprised with this new technology for me, because I was with the parabolic solar cookers, so much more difficult to make. And at this moment, I was realizing that solar cooking can be done with simple solutions, just like simple panel solar cookers, and even made with cardboard of waste material. Mm-hmm. And in 30 minutes, Professor Celestino showed us how you can make a solar cook, a good and efficient solar cook, and cook with it to the audience. And all the people were surprised with this kind of presentation. So it was a day that changed my mind. Because at this moment, I was thinking that I was being a kind of selfish, because I was making some researches, like an engineer, to my needs. And I would, like an engineer and a researcher, work with the population, even with the pure population of Brazil that need solar cooking too. For cooking at low prices without using LPG, without using charcoal, without using wood. And solar cooking could be a new option to make the food. And we have also a way to let the solar cooking access to the poor people with this kind of project. So I stopped my researches in parabolic solar cookers. And 5 years ago, from 5 years ago till now, I am developing lots of projects in simple solutions of solar cookers to the pure, poor population, to poor communities. And for example, in Porto Alegre City, my city, there are favelas. Favelas are places that you go and poor people live there. Mm-hmm. And is a zone maybe danger, because it's a traffic drug zone. But it was not a problem for me, because it was a job done with an NGO community there, inside there. And I was invited to show the solar cookers, and at the same moment, the School of Gastronomy from Unisinos, a university that has a course of gastronomy, the teacher came with the gastronomy students to show to the children of the poor community of Morro da Cruz, to teach how to cook with the sun, with solar cookers. And I was the one in charge of the solar cookers. The solar chefs was in charge of the prepare of the food. And the children will use it in the solar cookers with my help. So we did this two, three times, and all the results were excellent. We did pork in 3 hours. We did three or four kinds of bakes, breads. We baked breads and cakes. And the people was really surprised with the efficiency of my cookers because, of course, I was bringing my best solar cookers, powerful solar cookers, with greenhouse effect of glass bowls and black pans. And this way, I know that could be good results, and we had good results. So this kind of act of event to promote, to join people, the community, the cookers, the solar cookers, and the specialists, in that case, me, and people interested is a good way to have good results and to show to the community that there is a simple way to make the same thing, to cook, but not with charcoal, but not with wood, but not with LPG, with the sun. And the people were surprised. We could see by the eyes the very surprised and the taste and the smell of the food being prepared. And it was really a new thing to these people. And I realized that that's the right way. We must research, we must think in our community. In my case, I am an engineer. All my graduation was made in a public university. I didn't pay for my studies. The community paid for my studies. So I think that I have a gratitude debt with the community because in my case, the community paid my studies. That's the truth. So I'm like engineer with 20 years of experience. My efforts must be in this area to make projects to the poor people. And also all events in the environment area, I have been invited because my work begins to be known by the public, by the schools, by the people. And every 3-4 months, I have been invited for environment events. And I always let with me, I bring my solar cookers. And when I can, I also cook for the people organic food sometimes in some market fairs and things like that. And to the people, prove the solar cooker prepared in solar cookers, the food prepared in solar cookers. And I have seen that when the people taste the food made in a solar cooker, they are surprised. They think that it really works because they must prove the food to realize that it is feasible. It's possible to happen, that it's possible to cook with the sun.
Mm-hmm. Great. After these workshops or seminars you do, have you any feedback if they continue to cook with the sun?
No, unfortunately, sometimes the people by WhatsApp, the people interested, sometimes I have the return of some of them that I help to make the own solar cooker. Mm-hmm. Some of them send me pictures of the construction of the solar cooker and the results, some of them, but not all.
Mm-hmm. Do you know of other people in Brazil who use solar cookers?
Yes.
Who did not learn it at you?
Well, Last year, I decided to make a WhatsApp group called Fogão Solar Brasil. Mm-hmm. And we began with Brazilians at the first moment. For example, in São Paulo, I have in university some friends, and at university and northeast of Brazil, some friends of mine. Mm-hmm. So I began to invite people to come to our group. But Professor Celestino Rui from Portugal also came. He speaks Portuguese too. Mm-hmm. But people from Argentina was also interested. And Spanish is so similar to Portuguese. Mm-hmm. And we decided to spread this group, not for Brazilians. But we have 7 countries now mm-hmm. in this mm-hmm. group with 50 members. Mm-hmm. We have people from Brazil, most part of us. We have people from Argentina, 2 or 3. We have people from Chile, Professor Pedro Serrano. We have people from Spain, mm-hmm. Our friend Professor
Antonio Lecuona?
No. From Galicia.
Ah, okay,
Juan Bello. And from Mexico, Eduardo Moura, and from Venezuela, a friend of mine. Mm-hmm. So now we are exchanging information and projects of solar cooking with this solar friends in Latino America.
Yeah.
Latino America. Mm-hmm. And the results are so good because we exchange projects and recipes. Mm-hmm. And I found also authors, 3 women that wrote a book about solar cooking recipes called Sol na Panela, Sun in the Pan. Mm-hmm. And we are promoting this cook and the recipes of solar cooking in Brazil. And this is so good because all the people interested in solar cooking are joining us. So, not very fast as we would like, but each time the group is becoming bigger and bigger. And now, for example, with Consul Food 220, more people are interested in joining us. Mm-hmm. So maybe 10 more new participants, mm-hmm. new
yeah.
Friends, new solar friends will join us. Mm-hmm. Well, in Brazil, I must be confident to you that unfortunately just 2 people works with solar cooker. My case, I really don't. It's not my profession. I am engineer. I am a professor. I don't earn money with solar cooking.
Yeah.
But in São Paulo, there is one friend, solar friend, that from a company called Pleno Sol. His name is Nicolau Francini, that he works with solar cookers, but most with solar dryers. Mm-hmm. In Brazil, no more people works with solar cookers. It's a shame because mm-hmm. it's a big and tropical country, and we have so few little people working with solar cookers, unfortunately. And I was looking to the SCI map of distribution of solar cookers in the world, and if you see the map, when you see Brazil, it's really a shame mm-hmm. because Argentina has more solar cookers, Chile has more solar cookers, Peru has more solar cookers, mm-hmm. Colombia has more solar cookers, and the name of solar cookers in Brazil, it's really a shame. So as a researcher, as an engineer, I have been trying to change this because we have too much sun, mm-hmm. too much sun. But unfortunately, we have so little people working with solar cooking, and I think we must change it a lot.
Yes, of course. We now meet after the 3rd Consul Food Conference mm-hmm. 2020, mm-hmm. how was it for you?
It was good, but I think in my opinion, maybe half the articles were about solar drying. Mm-hmm. It's not my field. Mm-hmm. But it's always good to learn new things and new techniques. Mm-hmm. So the best, really the best, was to find, again, people interested in solar cooking, my friends, my solar friends, new colleagues, new solar friends, just like Sharon Clausen, that I was used to chat with her by messenger a lot of times and for hours. And personally, I didn't know her. Mm-hmm. And at this time, I could her. And new people I could stay together. Mm-hmm. And these moments are wonderful because we are among the best.
Yeah.
And 80 people, 70, 80 people at this event. Mm-hmm. And I have the opportunity to present two articles. Mm-hmm. The first about parabolic solar cookers, and the second about a $3 solar cookers for low-income communities. That's my new kind of researches now, working with panel solar cookers. Mm-hmm. I stopped my research in parabolic solar cookers because, in truth, just a few people use it. They are bulky. You spend money assembling it, disassembling it. And to cook with the sun, we must think in simplicity. We must think in being effective in simple things. And sometimes even to camping, we can have solar cookers especially designed for camping. Maybe a little slower, but it's not a problem. You can wait 2, 3, 4 hours to cook. Not problem. Just begin to cook before. If you're gonna last 4 hours to make a pork, for example, begin at 9 a.m. and at 1 p.m. it will be completely cooked and delicious and everything by the sun. That's the truth. You don't need to be in a hurry. You don't need to be fast. You don't need to be effective. And that's why solar cooking is effective. You must have sun. And another thing that I was looking, according to my contacts, is the possibility of having hybrid solar cookers with the aid of electricity. Because sometimes in my state we have winter, cold winter, we have rains. And my state may be the worst state to work with solar cooking in Brazil because we are at the extreme south, near Argentina, near Uruguay. Mm-hmm. I would live, it could be so better to me to if I was born in northeast. But unfortunately, I was born in South Brazil. But even in South Brazil, I have our summer is so hot. And we have too much sun. And even in winter, when I have sun, I solar cook. And in my case especially, it's a funny thing because I live in an apartment at the 9th floor. And I ask gently to my condo admin to permission to use my solar cooker in my condo area. And it was denied. Mm-hmm. You can't use solar cooker. Why not? Because you can't. Nobody can use the common area. Nobody can. If nobody can, I also can't use the... Okay, that's the rule. I can obey. I must obey. So I was looking that the sun comes from me from the east to west. And I have 3 or 4 hours of sun in my window. At 8:30 it appears, 9 o'clock it's the time to put my solar cooker in my window over the air conditioning split cover. Of course, I am engineer, a safety engineer, and I have to tie my solar cooker to the strong winds at the ninth floor. Mm-hmm. But I really can cook at the ninth floor in my apartment from 9 a.m. to 11, 1 is the time that sun disappears from me.
So you open the window for cooking?
Not necessary, because the solar cooker is outside the window.
Ah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Over the air conditioning split cover.
Mm, okay.
You see, it is made of fiberglass.
Mm-hmm.
A big area. So my solar cook stands in this area, fits good on it.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it's not a big, I use hotspot for solar cooker that are not so high, and even a Heinz solar cooker. I can't use my biggest solar cooker, but not necessary to use a big solar cooker.
Mm-hmm.
And even the simplest solar cooker I love, it's the FT2 solar cooker. It's a kind of a cube.
Mm-hmm.
Three sizes of, mm-hmm. three square size.
Yeah.
Just, I've made pork in my window, beginning from 8:39 hours, just to midday, almost 1 p.m., that the sun still is shining to me. So, if you want, you do. It was refused to me to cook in my condo area. I don't generate smoke. I don't generate any kind of pollution. And even this way, even speaking this way, I was not allowed to solar cooking in my condo. We have area, we will have green grass, but I was not allowed. So if I want, I can, and that's what I'm doing. And sometimes the people invite me to go to organic markets in streets.
Mm-hmm.
And they give me, for example, bananas, potatoes, sugar potatoes, and onions, and vegetables, organic vegetables. And I bring with me my solar cookers, my pans, my glass bowls. And I used to make some solar cooking food, to the people for tasting. And bananas, for example, are baked in the solar cooker. And even eggs are cooked in the solar cookers. And the people taste it, and we can see in the eyes of the people, the surprise of eating something cooked by the sun.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Sunpod.
Der sonnige Podcast.
Positive Impulse für eine lebenswerte Welt, wie wir sie uns wünschen. Um neue Ideen bekannt zu machen, brauchen wir eure Hilfe durch Rückmeldungen und Unterstützung aus der Hörerschaft. Kommentare sind willkommen, entweder über den Blog www.sunpod.de oder per E-Mail. Die Kontaktdaten findet ihr im Bereich Die Autoren. Finanziell könnt ihr unser Ideenradio via Flatter, PayPal oder Überweisung fördern. Details hierzu findet ihr auf der Homepage www.sunpod.de im Bereich über Sunpod. Vielen Dank für eure Mithilfe.